The name Majungatholis is derived from the words Majunga, which is a district of Madagascar where they found the dinosaur, and tholis, which means dome in Latin. This hideous-looking dinosaur first appeared 70 million years ago and lived up until the end of the Cretaceous, when all dinosaurs went extinct about 65 million years ago. Its remains are only found on the island of Madagascar, but it has relatives in South America. That proves that at one time, Africa, Madagascar, India, and South America were all connected in the supercontinent of Pangaea.
Majungatholis belonged to a family of dinosaurs called the Abelisaurids. This family of dinosaurs shared several characteristics.
The Abelisaurids are a group of meat-eating dinosaurs, descendants of creatures similar to Ceratosaurus from the Jurassic period. The Abelisaurs tended to have relatively short faces, they tended to have very thick snouts, and they had very short, bizarre arms, where the hands were very, very small, and the forearms were shrunken up, so they're basically just wrists. The Abelisaurus started off as sort of a secondary predator, a middling-sized predator in the southern continents. But in the late Cretaceous, when the Allosaurus had finally all died out, the Abelisaurus took over. And if you were in South America or Africa or India or Madagascar, your greatest fear would be an Abelisaur.
Some of the early descriptions said it's a face that only a mother could love. It's a very ugly, rugose-headed dinosaur. Its nasals are completely covered with lots of little pits and divots in the skull. It's a very ugly dinosaur, but very cool-looking dinosaur to paleontologists.
Along with its unusual face, Majungatholis sported a horn that jutted out from the middle of its forehead. This menacing spike may have served an important social function.
When the first really nice skulls of Majungatholis were found, one of the things that was very apparent was that there was this very complicated and rough-looking bump on top of its head. Now, we see that lots of different kinds of dinosaurs, including many kinds of predatory dinosaurs like Ceratosaurus and Allosaurus and even some specimens of Tyrannosaurus, have various kinds of horn-like structures or bumpy structures on their head.